Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldhar and today Masechtas Ksubas Daf Dalad, the first parak Basula Nisays. This Masechta has been generously sponsored as a schus v'achzakas haTorah. So the three daf we're going to focus on number one, a brayso on Daf Gimel Amud Beis taught that if there's some onus, then it's permitted to marry on Monday. The Gemara explained that one example of such a circumstance would be a general coming to town with his army and staying, and Rashi explains that he'll take whatever has been prepared for the suda. Another case is where one had prepared for the suda, umes aviv shel chasun or ima shel kala, and the father of the chasun or the mother of the kala died. We do not delay the wedding after the burial and period of avelus. Rather, our braisa outlines the following procedure. We bring the corpse into a room, and the chasun and kala go to the chuppah, uboa bios mitzvah uporish, the chasun does a mitzvah of bia, and then separates from the kala. The deceased is buried, and they're noag shivas yimei ha-mishnah, the 7 days of celebration, and only afterwards they observe shiva. During those 14 days, the chasun sleeps among men, and the kala sleeps among women, and she continues to wear her adornments the entire 30 days. The Gemara explains that this is specifically if the father of the chasun or the mother of the kala die, the leki inish detarichu, for there'll be no one to help prepare them. The father takes care of the preparations of the su'uda, and the mother helps with the adornments. If the mother of the chasun or father of the kala die, they are buried immediately. Pointment to Rav and Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chista, Oshanu el shenasim maimal gabi basar. We were only taught that the burial is postponed and the wedding proceeds if the water was already placed on the meat to prepare it for cooking. Rashi explains that at that point it's no longer fit to be sold in the market. But if water has not been placed on the meat, then the burial and avelus begin immediately and the chasna is postponed. Rav said, Ubechrach, that in a big city where there's a demand for meat, it can be sold. Therefore, the burial is not delayed. Rav Papa said, Ubekfar, and in a small village, even if water was not put on the meat, it cannot be sold easily since it's a lot of meat and there are not many buyers. Therefore, the wedding should not be postponed. The Gemara asked, then when does Rav Chista's distinction of water placed on the meat apply? And Rav Ashi said, Kagon Masim Machasya. For example, in a place like Masim Machasya, where Rashi explains it's bigger than a small village, but smaller than a large city. And pointing with you, the brace regarding the chasun or kala mourning taught that just as he sleeps among the men, and she among the women. Similarly, if one's wife became a nida, and he had not had relations with her, he sleeps among the men, and his wife sleeps among the women. Rashi explains that the halacha regarding the nida is only where they never had relations. The Gemara asks, "Lomemra da avelus kilu aleihem nida?" Does this mean that a restriction to avelus is treated more lightly by a person than a prohibition due to nida, since we would trust him in the case of nida, but not in avelus? But Rav Yitzchak Bar Chanina taught that a nida may not mix her husband's wine, make his bed nor wash his face, hands and feet, and a braisa taught that in the case of a wife mourning, she may do so. This implies that people are careful and are trusted about avelus more than nida. The Gemara answers that everyone agrees that people treat avelus more lightly than the iser nida. In the first braisa, we're dealing with his avelus, where we must be concerned that seclusion will lead to relations. In the latter braisa, we're dealing with her avelus, where there's no need for concern since she will prevent him from having relations. So once again, the 3 points are number one, a braisa on Daf Gimel Amud Beis taught that if there's some onus, then it's permitted to marry on Monday. The Gemara explained that one example of such a circumstance would be a general coming to town with his army and staying, and Rashi explains that he'll take whatever has been prepared for the suda. Another case is where one had prepared for the suda, umes aviv shel chasun or ima shel kala, and the father of the chasun or the mother of the kala died. We do not delay the wedding after the burial and period of avelus. Rather, our braisa outlines the following procedure. We bring the corpse into a room, and the chasun and kala go to the chuppah, uboa bios mitzvah uporish, the chasun does a mitzvah of bia, and then separates from the kala. The deceased is buried, and they're noag shivas yimei ha-mishnah, the 7 days of celebration, and only afterwards they observe shiva. During those 14 days, the chasun sleeps among men, and the kala sleeps among women, and she continues to wear her adornments the entire 30 days. The Gemara explains that this is specifically if the father of the chasun or the mother of the kala die, the leki inish detarichu, for there'll be no one to help prepare them. The father takes care of the preparations of the su'uda, and the mother helps with the adornments. If the mother of the chasun or father of the kala die, they are buried immediately. Pointment to Rav and Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chista, Oshanu el shenasim maimal gabi basar. We were only taught that the burial is postponed and the wedding proceeds if the water was already placed on the meat to prepare it for cooking. Rashi explains that at that point it's no longer fit to be sold in the market. But if water has not been placed on the meat, then the burial and avelus begin immediately and the chasna is postponed. Rav said, Ubechrach, that in a big city where there's a demand for meat, it can be sold. Therefore, the burial is not delayed. Rav Papa said, Ubekfar, and in a small village, even if water was not put on the meat, it cannot be sold easily since it's a lot of meat and there are not many buyers. Therefore, the wedding should not be postponed. The Gemara asked, then when does Rav Chista's distinction of water placed on the meat apply? And Rav Ashi said, kagon masim machasya. For example, in a place like masim machasya, where Rashi explains it's bigger than a small village, but smaller than a large city. And point number three, the brace regarding the chasun or kala morning taught that just as he sleeps among the men and she among the women, similarly, if one's wife became a nida and he had not had relations with her, he sleeps among the men and his wife sleeps among the women. Rashi explains that the halacha regarding the nida is only where they never had relations. The Gemara asks, does this mean that a restriction to Avelis is treated more lightly by a person than a prohibition due to Nida, since we would trust him in the case of Nida, but not in Avelis? But Rav Yitzchak Bar Chanina taught that a Nida may not mix her husband's wine, make his bed nor wash his face, hands and feet, and a Braisa taught that in the case of a wife mourning, she may do so. This implies that people are careful and are trusted about Avelis more than Nida. The Gemara answers that everyone agrees that people treat Avelis more lightly than the Isser Nida. In the first brisa, we're dealing with his avelis, where we must be concerned that seclusion will lead to relations. In the latter brisa, we're dealing with her avelis, where there's no need for concern, since she will prevent him from having relations. All right, so now we go to our simur daf dalet, and our standard simon is a door, a delet, a door. So here goes. At the Monday night chasna, where the chasan's deceased father was placed behind the kitchen door, next to buckets of meat soaking in water, a sefer on the chumras of mourning was set aside for the chasan, since people treat avelis more lightly than the iser of nida. Once again, it's a motion. At the Monday night chasna, where the chasan's deceased father was placed behind the kitchen door, that must mean we're in daf dalet, delet, door. At the Monday night chasna, where the chasan's deceased father was placed behind the kitchen door, which reminds us of Brisa and daf gimel amud beis taught that if there's some onus, then it's permitted to marry on Monday. One case is where one had prepared for the suda, umeis aviv shel chasan or ima shel kala, and the father of the chasan or the mother of the kala died. We do not delay the wedding after the burial and period of avelis. Rather, a brisa outlines the following procedure, which begins with bringing the corpse into a room and the chasan and kala going to the chuppah. The Gemara explains that this is specifically the father of the chasan or the mother of the kala die, for there'll be no one to help prepare them. The father takes care of the preparation of the suda, and the mother helps with the adornments. If the mother of the chasan or the father of the kala die, they are buried immediately. So, at the Monday night chasna, where the chasan's deceased father was placed behind the kitchen door, next to buckets of meat soaking in water, which reminds us, Rav and Bar Papa said in the name of Chista, Oshanu el Shanas Maim al Gabi Basr, we were only taught that the burial is postponed and the wedding proceeds if the water was already placed on the meat to prepare it for cooking. Rashi explains that at that point it's no longer fit to be sold in the market, but if water has not been placed on the meat, then the burial and avelis begin immediately and the chasna is postponed. The Gemara explains that this halach applies in places like Masa Machasya, which Rashi explains is bigger than a small village, where even that quantity of meat not placed in water could not be sold, since there aren't so many buyers, but smaller than a large city, where even meat soaked in water could still find buyers. So, at the Monday night chasna, where the chasan's deceased father was placed behind the kitchen door, next to buckets of meat soaking in water, a sefer on the chumras of mourning was set aside for the chasan, since people treat avelis more lightly than the iser of nida. Which reminds us, the brisa regarding the chasan or kala in mourning taught that just as he sleeps among the men and she among the women, similarly, if one's wife became a nida and he had not had relations with her, he sleeps among the men and his wife sleeps among the women. Rashi explains that the halacha regarding the nida is only where they had never had relations. The Gemara will conclude that a restriction to avelis is treated more lightly by a person than a prohibition due to nida, since we would trust him in the case of nida, but not in avelis. So once again, at the Monday night chasna, where the chasan's deceased father was placed behind the kitchen door, next to buckets of meat soaking in water, a sefer on the chumras of mourning was set aside for the chasan, since people treat avelis more lightly than the iser of nida. All right, now it's time for four blabat chazara. Daf kuf chaf alef. So the simmer daf kuf chaf alef is a cocoa bean farmer. So here goes. When Pedro the cocoa bean farmer, that must mean we're on daf kuf chaf alef. When Pedro the cocoa bean farmer fell into the pool of cave water, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nafla Maim, if a man fell into water and was not seen to come up, Ben Sheesh Lansov, Ben She'en Lansov, Ishto Asura, whether the water has an end or the water has no end, his wife is forbidden to marry, for he still may be alive. Abai defines water that has an end as Kosha Omid Veroa Ma'arba Ruchosea, any body of water small enough that one stands in one place and can see its four sides. Rashi gives the example of one who sees someone fall into a pool of water in a cave where he can see all its banks. So when Pedro, the cocoa bean farmer, fell into the pool of cave water, he grabbed onto a daf and bowed his head whenever a wave came. Which reminds me when Gamliel related what Rabbi Kiva said to him in explaining how he was saved from a sinking ship. Rabbi Gamliel said, he said to me, Daf shel svinin nizdamanli. There was a daf, a board from the ship that came before me, and I grabbed onto it. And before every wave that came upon me, I bowed my head and it passed over me. The Brisa continues that if Rashaim come upon a person, let him bow his head before them and the danger will pass. Or she explains that he should restrain himself and not antagonize them. So, when Pedro, the cocoa bean farmer, fell into the pool of cave water, he grabbed onto a daf and bowed his head whenever a wave came, while watching off in the distance the young girl being pulled out of the water by an elderly man with a ram. Which reminds us, Gemara relates the story of Rabbi China ben Dosa davening for the daughter of Nechunya Chofer Shichin, Nechunya the ditch digger, who fell into a cistern, and after davening for her, she emerged. They said to Rabbi China ben Dosa that he was a Navi, to which he responded that he was not. Rather, he reasoned, Davrusha, Tzadik Masasik Bo, Yechashu Bo Zaro, is it possible that something a Tzadik occupies himself for the Tzibur, his child should stumble upon it? The Gemara addresses how then did Nechunya's son die of thirst. Daf Kuf Chav Beis. So the similar Daf Kuf Chav Beis is corn on the cob. So here goes. After a bus call in the mountain was heard that said, Kivi, the corn on the cob salesman, is dead. Corn on the cob? That must move on Daf Kuf Chav Beis. After a bus call in the mountain was heard that said, Kivi, the corn on the cob salesman, is dead. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states regarding testifying to a man's death to permit his wife to remarry, Masin al pi baskol. We permit a woman to remarry based on a baskol, without the person making the statement being seen. There was an incident where someone stood on top of a mountaintop and proclaimed, Ish pony ben pony, mamakum pony mace. Pony ben pony from such and such a place died. They went up and found no one there, yet the Rabbanim permitted the wife to remarry. When the Gemara asks why she was permitted to remarry when perhaps the voice was that of a shade, a demon, it concludes that they saw the shadow of the shadow. And Rabbi Chanina related that Jonas in the shade said that demons do not have shadows of shadows. So, after a bus call on the mountain was heard that said, Kivi, the corn on the cob salesman, is dead, the witnesses who met up with a woman innkeeper who said she had buried him, and here was his butter's knife and dental floss, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that Rabbi Kiva originally held that we do not permit a woman to remarry based on the testimony of a woman, slave, or shivcha. The final mission of the Masechta brings the challenge was brought to Rabbi Kiva based on the incident where the woman innkeeper was believed that a guest from a group of Levim had died since she brought the Levi's staff, pouch, and sefer Torah that he had. The Gemara clarifies that the Pundakis was an idolater, Masikha Lafituma, and she was speaking offhandedly, and that's why she was believed. When the Gemara challenges this, since they had asked her where her friend was, it answers that as soon as she saw him, she started to cry, which is what prompted them to ask where he was. So after a bus call on the mountain was heard that said, Kivi, the corn on the cob salesman, is dead. The witnesses who met up with the woman innkeeper who said she had buried him, and here was his butter knife and dental floss, were not cross-examined with drishas and chakiras because his wife was collecting her ksuba. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, ain't bodkin eating nashim bedrisha v'chakir. We do not check witnesses who testify for women that their husbands died with cross-examination and questioning according to Rabbi Kiva. But Rabbi Tarfon says bodkin, we do check them, even though Dvar Torah echod dinim emonos ve'echod dinim nefashos bedrisha v'chakira. Under Torah law, both monetary and capital cases get drisha v'chakira. For the pasuk states, mishpat echod yelechem, there should be one law for you. The reason the Rabbanan said the witnesses for monetary cases do not get checked is shultino delos bifnei lovin. So you'll not close the door in the face of borrowers. Rabbi Kiva holds that since in the case of testifying that a woman's husband died, there's a collection of the ksuba, it's like a monetary case. Whereas Rabbi Tarfon holds that since we're permitting the woman to marry someone else, it's similar to dinin nefashos. And Rashi explains that it's because a man who has relations with a married woman gets chenek, strangulation. Daf Beis, so the simon for Daf Beis is a bais, a house. So here goes. This special Wednesday night chasna house, house, that must mean we're on Daf Beis, bais. The special Wednesday night chasna house, specializing in basula marriages, located right next to a beis din, which reminds us, the opening mission of the Masechta states, basula nisas al yom ravi, ul amana yom chamishi, a basula is married on Wednesday, and an amana is married on Thursday. It then explains why a basula is married on a Wednesday. Shepamayim b'shabbos, batidin yoshim b'arayos, v'yom hasheni b'yom chamishi. But twice a week, batidinim are in session on Mondays and Thursdays, shima yol times basumi, a mashkim basin, so that if he should have a claim regarding her status as a basula, he would arise early in the morning to go to basin. Rashi explains that this is a takana that the Rabbanan enacted so that he should get the basin while he's still angry. So, this special Wednesday night chasna house, specializing in basula marriages, located right next to a beis din, let chasanim come and prepare the suda 3 days in advance, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, why did the Rabbanan say that a basula is married on Wednesday and not on Sunday as well, when the husband could also go early to basin on Monday? Shaktu chachamim al takanas b'nos Yisrael, she'otoreach basuda shloshi yamim. The chachamim were hardworking and seeing to the well-being of Jewish women that the future husband busy himself preparing for the suda for 3 consecutive days, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then marry her on Wednesday. So the special Wednesday night chasna house specializing in besuah marriages, located right next to a beis din, let chasanim come and prepare their suda 3 days in advance, and reminded them while onsin can get in the way of a wedding date that ain onus begitin, which reminds us. Rav Yosef inferred that if a chasan recall became ill or she began to menstruate, and the wedding had to be postponed due to circumstances beyond the chasan's control, then he would not need to provide her with food. Rava said, Linyan gitin ain okan. Regarding gitin, this is not so. Rush explains that if one gave his wife a get on condition that it would only be a get if he failed to arrive at home by a certain date, and then he failed to do so due to circumstances beyond his control, the get is valid and he cannot say he was an onus. The Gemara says that apparently Rava holds that ain't onus begitin, and seeks to know where he derived this. Daf Gimel, so the Simru Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The three judges who ruled that the get of the man who returned late because of a slow-walking camel, gamal, that must be in Daf Gimel. The three judges who ruled that the get of the man who returned late because of a slow-walking camel was valid because he was Makadish on the Daza the Rabbanan, which reminds us, we learned that the Rabban decreed Ein Onus Begitin, that the fact that a husband was an onus and was not able to return in time does not make the get invalid. When the Gemara here asks, is there such a thing where Midiraisa, it is not a valid get, and yet out of concern for its nuos or prutzos, we permit a married woman to the world at large that she can marry someone else? It answers that the decree permits her to marry because called the Makadish Adai to Rabban Makadish, Vafkin Rabban Kedusha Mine. Whoever is Makadish does so according to the will of the rabbis, and in this case, the rabbis uprooted his Kedushin. So the three judges who ruled that the get of the man who returned late because of a slow-walking camel was valid, because he was Makadish on the Dasa the Rabbanan, decided to start judging daily, so that marriages may take place every night. Which reminds us of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak taught, that if presently there are Batei Dinim in certain places that sit in judgment every day, like they did before Ezra's Takana, then women could get married any day. When the Gemara questions how this could be permitted, since the Rabban still required Shaktu, that preparations for the wedding should be at least 3 weekdays, it answers that this was referring to a case, the Tarachle, where he busied himself with preparations before Shabbos. So the three judges who ruled that the get of the man who returned late because of a slow-walking camel was valid, because he was Makadish on the Dasa the Rabbanan, decided to start judging daily so that marriages may take place every night, after they learned that the Rabban refused to abolish their Wednesday Takana because the government would eventually revoke the evil Hegmon decree, which reminds us. The Gemara concludes that the reason they did not abolish Wednesday chasnas, despite the decree that the Hegmon should have relations with the Basua first, is that a government decree will eventually be revoked, and therefore we do not abolish a Takana de Rabbanan in the face of a decree. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 9 questions. Question number 1. Which have we learned that one case when a chasn is on a Monday is when the father of the chasn or the mother of the kala died? That's on Daf. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn? The Rabbo holds that ain't onus begitten based on the svara related to snuos and prutzos. That's on Daf. Bays. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn? That people treat avelis more lightly than the isernita. That's on Daf. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn? That marriages can take place every night in cities where based in convenes daily. That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that a basul gets married on Yom HaRevi'i out of concern for a tainus basulim? That's on Daf. Beis. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn they did not abolish the Wednesday of Chasn Takana because the government decree of the Hegmon would eventually be revoked? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that Shaktu Chachamim of Benois Yisrael and require the Chasn to prepare for the Chasn 3 days in advance? That's on Daf. Base. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that a Monday chasna would only proceed if the meat was already soaking in water when it could no longer be sold? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good. And number 9. Which daf do we learn that it's not a problem for the Rabban to validate a get because called the Makadish a dait to the Rabban Makadish? That's on Daf. Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.